Flashback, Breitbart News: Latinos predicted conservative awakening in 2020. By Hannah Blow on June 15, 2022. Republican House candidate Myra Flores successfully flipped Texas's 34th congressional district, a historic Democrat stronghold and majority Hispanic district, in Tuesday night's special election. Her win reflects what many consider to be a conservative awakening among Latino voters, a phenomenon both Breitbart News border reporter Ildefonso Ortiz and international news editor Francis Martel predicted in 2020. Flores, a Republican, defeated Democrat Dan Sanchez in the Hispanic Rio Grande Valley district, garnering 51% of the vote to Sanchez's 43.3%, thereby avoiding a runoff. Her surge in the state leading up to the election had Democrats sweating. The tide appears to be turning as Hispanic voters flood to the Republican Party. All the while, the Biden administration continues to grapple with ongoing economic issues, from 41-year high inflation to ever-rising gas prices. An Emerson College survey released in April found that less than half of Texas Latino voters had a positive view of Democrats. All of this spells trouble for Democrats, who desperately hope to retain their slim majority in the House and Senate come November. As Breitbart News detailed, in recent years, the Hispanic community has been slowly moving toward the Republican Party as everyday voters, especially Hispanic voters, have become increasingly frustrated with one-party Democrat rule in Washington, D.C. With the special election coming up, a Republican organization is trying to take advantage of these gains, especially in South Texas, by dumping money and resources into these communities to get them out to vote. This conservative awakening among Hispanic voters has been a long time coming, as Ortiz and Martel predicted nearly 2 years ago, in October 2020. For a long time, the Democrat Party has tried to come across as giving the image that they are the party of immigrants. Of course, what we have seen over time is that it is a lie, Ortiz, a Mexican American, said. If we look at Mexican culture, we are really more conservative. The ideology of a Mexican is more conservative than what Democrats present. Always, when they reach the presidency or get power, they forget about Hispanics. It's something that, sadly, has not changed, he continued, adding that people are starting to awaken to that strategy. Martel, a Cuban American, added that the awakening has caused a rift between Democrats and Hispanic Americans, also pointing out that the Hispanic identity is fundamentally focused on hard work, family, and faith. What the Democrat Party has tried to do to solidarize with Hispanics this year has been tragic. They tried to boycott Goya, which is the most famous Hispanic food brand in the United States, Martel said. We all have memories of cooking Goya products with our grandmothers, and they told us that we can't use Goya anymore. They tried to change our language. They told us that Spanish is transphobic and that we are no longer Hispanics, we're Latinx. I don't know what that is. It's spelled Latin with an X. It's unpronounceable in Spanish. Notably, a December 2021 survey found that just 2% of Hispanic Americans use the woke term Latinx, and 4 out of 10 Hispanic Americans said the term Latinx either bothers or offends them, as Breitbart News detailed. What you are describing is the definition of the white supremacy of the Democrat Party, where they impose their point of view on us Latinos. They are telling us what we can eat, what we can't eat, how we should talk. That is the definition of racism, Ortiz remarked. They want to dominate us without us noticing that we think that they are doing something good for us, almost giving the impression that, to them, Latinos are an inferior race.